During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
85.
That boy riding around in the color, listen to the old shit.
You tell you something, I pulled up on the bed, red light, listen to that. I get you saved. But she ain't know I remix it. Come put that pussy my way. My girl.
My girl.
She was like, ooh, that's that new temptation. I was like, yes, sir.
Trying like to fuck your girl.
Your girl. Ooh. Fuck you, me.
I eat so much pussy.
Oh, I thought you finna
say that. The dykes, they envy me.
I eat so much booty. Oh, I gotta pick my teeth.
Oh, man. We're back in here again.
A skibbity wee bop, a wee bop, a Scooby Doo. Guess what, America? We love you. Ha ha. You're listening to the 85 South Show, a podcast.
Yeah.
For niggas who don't have cars, but be everywhere.
I just don't like that one because, wait, it got my shit muffled.
What?
I mean, I can hear myself. I don't really care. I really don't care. Yeah, yeah.
Put the chicken away. I'm just letting everybody get acclimated. You know, Nav ain't used to being around $1 million shit like
that. Nah, you can't make sure. You got to make sure that shit ain't loud, bro. Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to make it. Hey, Nav, this the big leagues, man. Look around.
Hey, y'all impressed me when I pulled up and seen y'all was in some shit like this.
Oh, you thought we was in like a house or
something?
Bro,
I swear I thought y'all was on Camelton or
bruh,
some shit.
Bro, do you not? I name mean more than that to these streets, bro. You think these niggas want to see us report?
We finna be on the road.
Right. You think niggas want to see us record a podcast in somebody's kitchen?
But you got to think about it. People don't, they don't know where you at. So you can set
that's why
up.
We got a nigga on the camera where you can show him.
Can we say this shit for the podcast?
Nigga, we recording it right now. You just didn't know it.
Oh, shit. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the 85 South Show. I'm DC on Fly. I didn't know this shit was recording.
Yeah, that's how we do it, bro. The intro is no intro. We just be talking regular shit.
Just
you ain't been
on.
Paying attention
we
to
just
the
come on. Hey, man, go get that blood out the car, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, bro.
85 back. South Show.
85.
Welcome back to another episode of the 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller. I am in here with my nigga. That's the part where you say your name.
Oh, DC, your motherfucking Flinner, nigga.
Fuck you, me.
It's the Hispanic monkey. Baby, can I eat your monkey?
Hey, bro, out of all the shit you've been doing lately, that Hispanic monkey funny.
Man,
monkey.
That shit funny. Folks that be first, walking up on me like, hey, man, you need to do some Hispanic monkey. I be like, he's the Hispanic monkey. And get the fuck out of my face.
You remember when you first did, I was like, oh, no, Flinner, they might be offended. But then you finessed that
fuck
shit.
Fuck that shit. Because it's really ain't about them. It's about me anyway. I don't give a fuck about
speaking
them.
Speaking of fuck them, we
you
got we got one of my partners in here today, bro.
Who?
This nigga don't give a fuck about nobody. How you feel? He done, hey, the number one shift leader in Georgia
who you
right
talking
now.
About? Cause nigga, I need a job.
I'm talking about this. If you need a job, this who you need to talk to.
Who?
My nigga, the shift leader, Nav Green, is on the 85 South Show.
There you go. What's up, nigga? They my dog. My archive brother. What's up?
I'm doing this for all the shift leaders across America, man.
Man, give some shout outs, bro.
Yo, first of all, to all the crew members who I ever trained up, you know right. what I'm saying?
It's
good to see when niggas still under you. I look back, man. And they still look up to me.
That nigga said, don't a frag get dropped.
And it still ain't getting dropped.
Man, I'm so glad to see you out here doing your thing, bro.
You feel me?
I heard you about to get promoted to regional manager.
Oh, yeah, they tried to a couple District. Months back, but yeah. I turned the shit down.
International manager.
Why you take that shit so serious, bro?
You just got to think about it, man. Like, whatever dreams you had growing up,
yeah,
that's your dream. I always wanted to be a shift leader at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So when I got this shit, it's like, I could die right now. I done did all I wanted to
you
do.
Know, I could die right
that
now.
Nigga said I could die right now, bro. That's what it is, man.
That nigga gonna drop dead with his shift leader.
Bro, you know we gonna have to get into it and talk all that shit and see what really drive the shift leader, man. I heard you had to let some motherfuckers go.
Like who?
I heard he had to let some motherfuckers go, man. I heard the register was coming up short. Oh. Then the nigga had counted the sweet and sours. It was like 7 packs of sweet and sours.
He called a nigga eating the nigga.
Man, what?
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be on no Charlemagne the God shit, but I want to get right to the hard shit.
I want
to
know who ain't respecting y'all night,
nah,
shift leader.
You know, I'm just the shift leader here. You know, that's the nigga you talk to when shit need to be talked about. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, address the elephant in the room. Why the motherfucking ice cream machine always down?
And see, that's the thing, man. The ice cream machine ain't down. I just feel like it's an age limit with people asking for ice cream. If you 30 and 35, 36... Get your ass your Big Mac and keep riding. Like, some people don't need the ice cream. Ice cream for the kids. That's why the shit be down. So it don't be down. It's down for you.
Oh.
So when a niggas ride through the drive-thru only to get some cookies and you tell them you ain't got no cookies, you really be lying because you really got cookies. You just want a nigga to spend that cash.
Yeah, man.
But
like,
see, now I'm going to sound like a hater. Because now I want to say, who the fuck is you? Who is you to
Who
decide?
Is you to not give me my cookie? That's why I'm going to go to Wendy's.
Hey, man.
Burger King on your bitch ass.
Oh, shit.
Y'all some hood. Y'all from the hood. Y'all from the streets. That's just like if you selling weed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Somebody want a 7, but somebody want a little gram. So somebody pulling up, they want a combo, and somebody want just a cookie. I'm not finna keep walking back and forth from the window
doing.
For a cookie.
I see what you're doing.
He's like, I'm not finna walk back and forth from the window for a cookie.
You done took the trap to corporate America on the ass.
Real nigga shit, man.
I ain't know what he was doing. I ain't know
so
he was doing
niggas
like
really
this.
Want the cookie, want a nick.
Bro,
and I'm coming to get the combo. I'm really buying an ounce. I feel you, shift leader. Fuck them cookies. I'll never get cookies again. I'm gonna get the menu, the whole meal.
Bro, what
next
made
time
you,
I go?
What made you decide to just take your trap mentality to the street, to the corporate like that?
Cause I had to switch it up on them, do something they ain't never seen done before.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it was like, the streets mine.
Yeah.
But I ain't really want to be in the streets because I wanted my mama to be proud of me.
What would you say to all them niggas who out there fake balling?
I got one question.
Hold up, let me see this.
Go ahead.
What would you say to all them niggas who be out there fake balling like, oh, this nigga working McDonald's. This nigga ain't getting it like that. What would you say to them niggas?
Man, you see my paycheck. Them niggas shut the fuck up right on sight.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Oh.
1 week. Every week.
You get
week.
Paid every week,
man. Man, I negotiated my contract.
To get paid every week. They dropping week. Yours off.
I'm the only one getting paid every week.
Nigga, drop some claps for that. That's gangsta ass shit right there.
I just got one question.
Go ahead, bro. Talk to him. You know, I'm excited because I've been wanting to holler at the nigga anyway.
I ain't talked
to him since he got his own store.
I got one question. What your ass gonna do if you ever get fired?
Yeah. Job security.
Like, niggas just coming in and say, shift leader.
Hey, we going in a
you
new direction.
You fired, motherfucker. Now, you drop some fried, bitch.
We going to keep your information on file.
Oh, man. And that's what I could tell y'all don't understand.
What?
It like, certain people can't be replaced.
Like, Lil Wayne can't never be off cash money.
Yeah, he can't be. No matter, like, it can't be done.
Right.
Me without that shift leader shirt is like.
That like T-Pain with no auto-tune.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah,
it's just like
T. I with no trap.
Hey, I'm finna write that down. It's just like that.
It's
you know
just
what I'm
like
saying?
That, bro.
It's just
that's
like
crazy.
That.
That's like a baby with no Wayne.
That's crazy, man.
What is a baby with
and
no
you
Wayne?
You know what it is, bro. I remember when you was out there.
He a newborn.
Streets,
he got to change his name.
I remember
newborn.
When you was out there. It's like your whole focus done shift, man.
It's like I
you
really
get what I said. You like the wordplay. Your whole focus done shift.
Shift, like literally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy, shift leader. So what if they coming up with like a double shift leader, like a shifter? They just name them shifter.
Yeah.
Like, I also, y'all got to work together.
It'll be like that dude designing Future. You know right. what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can't pound on me. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying. Hey, my nigga, right. when the McRib coming back?
See, that's the thing. You don't never leave.
Oh, so, I mean, you just have to know a nigga.
Be tricky, bro. Right. You know what I mean?
Hey, oh, okay.
It's always
that. We got my nigga the shift leader in here today,
we
man.
Know all the
shift
jokes.
Leader going to sit in on I the wish podcast, a nigga would. Man. I wish a nigga would
I wish
not.
A nigga would tell me they ain't got shit. I'm like, let's hear. I called shift leader. They were like, excuse me, sir. We just got a new shipment in here. Come. I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't going right. to lie to me, bitch.
Let's go into some comedy news right quick, man.
Talk
shout
to
out
him.
To my dog, Lil Rel, man. Lil Rel. His comedy special, Relevant, is now available on Netflix, man.
First of all, I salute, but that's a lie because I saw it when he posted it up and my black ass went to go to Netflix just to watch it the other night.
I think you got to upgrade your, you got to.
My shit there, motherfucker. I pay my shit every month. Yes, I do.
All right, let me do it again. Lil Rel's comedy special, Relevant, will soon be available on Netflix.
Yes, and salute because I fuck with Lil Rel, man.
Hell yeah.
And I went to Netflix just to watch it.
Yeah, it was produced by Kevin Hart, premiered on Comedy Central last year. Funny.
That shit was funny. I'm not even gonna lie. That shit
hell,
was funny
man.
As fuck, bro. With right. 3 Ks. That shit was fuck.
Bro, Lil Rel, one of the funniest niggas out here putting it down.
Bro, he funny
and
as that, hell, bro.
And, you, and shout out to Gerard and the Carmichael Show, and I hope much success to all of them on that show, too.
But I can't wait. I can't wait like to get on Netflix, though, just so I can watch it. I saw it on Comedy. I actually tuned in to watch it on Comedy Central. Yeah. That nigga funny
that
as hell.
That dude is funny. That oh, it's available. Funny. Cat pulled it up.
It's available
right now, yeah.
It's it just got out the other day because I watched. It. I tried
see,
to watch it last
this
night.
This is what I love about the 85 South podcast. It's in real time, nigga. It's available. Yeah. Look, go make sure you go
oh,
check out
oh, it's available
Lil Rel.
Right now. Go get it. It wasn't there last night, but it there right now.
Relevant.
In the afternoon. Hell right now, Cat, let me see.
What time you checked last night, though?
Nigga, I was up like 3, nigga, this morning.
Well, maybe
why
they
that
put
shit.
It up there this afternoon. Hey, one of the original kings of comedy, Eddie Murphy, just had his 9th child. They named the baby Izzy. Is it Una
is,
or
is it
Ona?
Supposed to be like Izzy Hill?
No, or? Like Izzy Ona Murphy. Izzy Una Ona. Is Una or Ona? Somebody it's double check that for me. I don't
Izzy.
Know. Izzy. Izzy. I don't
that's
know
crazy.
Exactly which one
it damn show up there, too. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Hell yeah.
Damn, so that his baby name, like Izzy?
Izzy.
He was kind of iffy about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, man. That's what we're talking about.
What you
today,
want to name it? Izzy. Shit. Izzy mine.
Izzy,
shit.
Izzy
I don't
mine.
Know is it mine or not.
It's Izzy, not is it.
That close enough. That's what, that what he said. But yeah, they were like, Izzy, oh my God, Eddie, that's a good one. You know, no, I'm just trying to
that's
say
that's what
we're
talking about today, though, DC,
what
man.
What we talking about?
We're talking about parenting.
Parenting.
Man, you know
this. Oh, Lord, I'm about to be a father. Why y'all doing this to me so early? I'm going to choke the shit out of my daughter.
Bro, you about to be a father?
Hell yeah, I don't know what'll happen.
What? Hold up, man. Breaking news.
Oh.
Breaking news.
Shit.
85 South Show exclusive.
Damn. Congratulations.
Hold up. What that is? That's a baby the, moaning.
Hold
that
up. Put
no baby.
The baby on that. That's okay. All you about to hear.
No, the hell I ain't. The motherfucker have a pacifier.
There it is.
Hold up, man.
Yeah,
for real?
Man.
You can imagine him going to kindergarten meetings
bruh,
and shit.
Can right. you imagine him teaching the baby
like,
how
is
to...
Is it you? I'm like, man, go sit your little snacker too bad now.
Can you imagine him teaching the baby how to walk, just stand him up and walk to the other side of
crazy
the room? Bring
about...
that ass here, boy.
Oh, he cussing off.
He won't be world. Able to walk. I'm going to be teaching him how to fly.
That's what's up, man.
I'm like, fly, little motherfucker, fly.
That's what it is. You having a baby for real, though?
Yeah, yeah. I'm having a baby.
Hey, man, congratulations, bro. That's what's up.
It's cool. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Ain't nothing to have a parade about.
You sure?
Bum, bum, bum. Baby on the way.
Pull out game weekend.
Pull out game weekend. Fuck. Every time the crazy part about it, I'll be like, man, I'm about to come out. Goddamn, I'm in there.
Hey, you know what, though?
You got to get us something for Mother's Day.
Bruh, you do.
Shit.
You do.
Oh, get ass something for.
You going to try some titty milk?
So did they, huh?
You going to try some of that titty milk?
Hey, you know I am. Soon they be coming. Let me see that. Let me see
nah, it ain't. Titty milk actually sweet.
For real.
Titty milk sweet.
I'm putting
you
some,
did the
I'm
shit on
some
purpose?
My Captain
yeah.
Crunch.
Titty it caught milk. Me off guard.
Titty
shit.
Milk, it tastes like a sweet shot of Patron.
I think.
Like almond milk or something like that.
Yeah.
Like that like canned milk. Y'all ever had that canned milk when you growing up?
Evaporated milk.
Ooh.
Yep. It smelled like that,
my
too.
Daddy said, fit them Frosted Flakes, get the can, the milk out the cabinet. I said, the cabinet.
Oh, what's up, man? You looking forward to this? What kind of parent you think you're going to be, Flake?
Man, I'm going to be that parent. They go, boy, my backhand going to be so fast. It's going to be like Pootie Tang belt. You know how his shit just come out. Motherfucker be like, Dad, I don't want to come.
Look at Nav looking at him. Cause we got kids, nigga. We know you ain't finna do none of that shit.
I don't think y'all see me that crazy. I'm gonna be a sucker though. Oh, but yeah. The day that motherfucker get on my nerves and all that extra shit, Pootie type. I don't play that shit. All right.
I don't play that shit.
And I wish a nigga would tell me, don't do that.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show. Episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Fuck up.
What type of shit you just get in trouble for growing up now?
Like when you smoking paper?
No, you got in trouble for smoking paper?
I had the house on fire, lit up. It was smoked out because I was trying to smoke some paper.
What you do now?
Trying to be the class clown in class.
You got that head toe up in front of the whole class.
Then my dad would give me options. You want to be on punishment or whooping? Nigga, whooping. Hell no.
Get that shit out the way
and go outside and do my thing, nigga.
See, I had old parents. They go to sleep, I can sneak outside. She sleep at 4 o'clock. I'm gone.
Oh, hell no.
I remember one time I got my ass destroyed. Me and my cousin took the concrete off my grandma's steps. Nigga, she came outside and saw them naked ass steps. She whooped everybody. She whooped me, my cousin, my other cousin that told on us, nigga. That shit.
You ever had to go pick your own switch out?
Nigga.
Oh, well, I'd be out there for hours. Yes.
I might picking the goodest one.
No, and the crazy part about it, you think
the
you
goodest,
picking,
the goodest, goodest one, man.
And you think you picking out the skinniest one? That shit hurt worse.
Oh no,
you get a skinny one, them leave all the whips on you.
Let it break, and you gotta go get another.
You ever
one.
Got that surprise ass whooping you ain't even know you was getting? Like they just crept up on you with the belt, all you heard was.
My mom was so old, I used to go home and just act like I was sleepy, and go to sleep.
We ain't had no old parents.
See, I don't think my mama wanted to whoop me out my sleep.
My mama would wake your ass up. Wake your ass up.
Now, my mama did one time. She was like, That, when you hear that, oh, that shit hurt.
I want to know who invented the belt trick, you know, when they do the pop.
With
the
shit. Pow,
yeah,
pow.
For that warning. Yeah, that's the warning.
My mama was a ninja ass whooper. She whooped one time me and my brother got whooping for jumping in the bed. She didn't even turn the light on, nigga. She whooped our ass in the dark.
I remember one time, this is how I knew I had my mama right. And I got in trouble for calling a girl a hoe at school. I got suspended. I don't know. It just felt so good calling her a hoe. She said something. I'm like, you hoe.
And everybody was like, ooh.
I was like, yeah. She told her mom, I'm at school program. I just see her mama come out the corner. And then my teacher was like, be honest, John John. Did you tell her? And I was cool with it. I didn't think she was going to tell you. I was like, yes. She said, you know your ass finna get suspended, right? I was like, no, I did not say that. Man, my mama tried to whoop me at the crib, bro. I ran all over the house. My mama was so tired.
What's one of the worst ass whoopings you ever seen somebody get?
with a what you call that shit? Extension cord.
I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Nigga, boy, I was crying for him. I was like, stop, help.
I remember I was at this church picnic. This little boy got in the water, the little sprinklers, and his mama had told him not to. Ooh. She whooped his ass in front of the entire church.
That wet shit.
Bro, everybody at the church, they joined hand and prayed after that. He was wet, too.
I remember one time I had done jumped over the chairs in the pool because, you know, niggas be out there diving. I was like, y'all niggas can't dive like me. Shit, yeah. So I dove over the chairs in the intended lady, whatever they call that lady. She like, everybody got to get out of the pool. People diving over chairs and shit. My mom looking at me. Anytime an old person squished their eyes.
you
about to get that shit in a minute. Man, my mama took me in that bathroom, took the belt off, hit me with the metal part.
Yeah.
All over the head. She wasn't even going for the ass. I was like, bitch, my ass down here.
That's what people don't understand, right? Mothers be so underrated. But them ass whoopings, like, you ever had your mama whoop your ass like a father?
Yeah.
It'd be pain.
Yeah, my mama.
Like, she hit you with the belt and the hand?
Yeah.
Like, pow, pow.
You know
like,
how you try to stop the shit and she swore you done did something to her? You know what I'm saying?
That's when,
you done pushed me. You done pushed me, motherfucker.
That's when you transcend into a... You ever had your mama just abandon the ass whooping and be like, well, hold the fuck up and try to fight you? Like, hold up, get back to the ass whooping.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch done punched me.
I remember one time I see my mama get her ass whooped. I jumped in on her. I was jumping on bitch.
Ass whooped by who?
By my dad.
Oh, damn.
I was just playing for the
I was about to say, that shit got real. We wasn't even going to comment on that. Like, yeah.
I was just playing. My dad ain't never hit my mama that I don't know about.
Shit. Bro, one time my daddy lost his job and whooped my ass for asking a simple question.
What you ask him?
Who? I asked him, could I go outside?
Nigga, don't you be going your motherfucking ass, man.
You asked my going outside and all this shit. You ain't cleaned up your room.
Bitch,
so I
we about
to
be outside in a minute.
Man, he's just following me by him. And then I turned around. He was like, oh, you want to fight me like a man, huh? Nigga, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I grew up around them alcoholic uncles used to try to fight you. Drunk. You knock their liquor over and shit.
Yeah.
Ah. Hey, that's how I knew I don't like alcoholic because my sister told me to back the car up out the driveway. And when I said no, she choked me. I was 12 years old, bro. What the fuck?
You ain't
got no license. Ever since then, I hate people who drink.
This is the 85 South Show. This is the ass whooping episode. We talking about growing up, being parents and shit. My nigga DC Young Fly just broke the news.
Yep. Nigga, I be with my niece and nephew. I don't play that shit. I want them uncles that I'm either your best friend or your worst enemy.
So that's what kind of parent you gonna be?
Man, listen, my little nephew. I do everything for my niece and nephew. I bought him some.
So you've been around them their whole life, though.
Damn near.
Like you done raised.
Yeah,
them.
I raised right, so everybody in my goddamn
experience.
I raised everybody in my damn family. See, I had bought my
hold
nephew.
Up, nigga, wait. You don't know how funny that shit sounded. That nigga said, I raised
he said
everybody.
He said it and kept going.
That nigga said, yeah, I raised everybody in my damn family. Like I was saying, my nephew, this little nigga can't read out loud.
I even put my aunties and shit up on gang. Like, I'm still raising them.
That's what's
shit.
Up, bro. Nigga raised his own grandfather.
For real. So I had them bought the nigga some shoes, and he was being this whole bitch. It's criminal time, so he ain't going to never forget this
criminal.
Shit. It's criminal time. You feel me? I don't play no game. I try to do some shit they can always remember.
Cause it's criminal.
Traumatizing
time.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, and it's criminal.
Respect it's criminal. You know what I'm saying? KRISMAS.
Criminal.
Nigga, he was being disrespectful. I bought him some brand new shoe. I said, hey, and then he trying to show out in front of the company. We don't even know these folks. We over somebody else's house. He like, I'm like, ha, all right, little nigga, I got something for you. Say no more. He like, doing all that extra shit. Nigga, I put this nigga in the yoke. Yoked him up. He like, nah. Yoke his ass up. Fuck, nigga, you gonna respect me. Take his shoes. Oh, and he saw it. Walk out, walk bare feet. I ain't gonna walk bare feet. Out these four house. I don't even know these four house. I'm in the kitchen taking this shit off.
How you are?
Nigga, lad criminal.
Oh,
lad I don't play criminal. No game with these nigga, man.
Lad yeah. criminal.
Yoke this ass up.
I'm thinking it's a pass.
I take his shoes.
Wait, see.
Walked out the D4. I don't even know D4. And I wish they would have said something to me. I would have went crazy in D4 out.
I'm glad
don't
you
even
did.
Talk to me. Yep. I'm disciplined. When I'm disciplined, don't talk to me.
Check this
shit
out.
Real.
A lot of people gonna hear that and they gonna think you abuse your nephew.
I ain't abused.
But wait, that's what
I
I'm saying.
Abused. I don't give a fuck what they do, cause that's why they cheering and be talking back to them. Cause you know why?
Look,
y'all wanna be best friend with
hold
your children.
Up, bro. That's what I was saying. You a good uncle, my nigga. That's
most
what
definitely.
Uncle's supposed to do. Uncle's supposed to punch you and call you a little punk and beat your ass.
I ain't
and
gonna
choke
call him
you
a punk. I'm gonna let him know he a gangster.
And throw the football
but you can't
and hit
talk
you in
to
the chest.
Like
exactly. That's where you get your skills from.
But yeah, taking his shoes, making them walk out.
Oh, no,
man, listen
one.
Here.
That's
I bought them shoes. I'd be damned if you disrespect me. at my money on your feet.
See, this some ghetto shit.
I'm glad you ain't buying draws.
This some ghetto shit.
Oh, I would have took them draws off.
You know what? White parents would never do this. No. You ever, what's some shit you be saying white parents
do? He ain't talked back
man.
Ever since.
I believe it.
I don't play that shit.
You be seeing white parents though, like
they negotiate.
What's the difference with white parents and black parents?
Man, that shit be funny.
I see white people be way more patient with their kids.
They be scared of their kids.
Honey, come over here. They're not gonna let you on the airplane.
They be scared of their kids.
I think so.
They be like, no, Josh, stop it, Josh. Oh God.
They tell them one thing. They're like okay, well, do it then.
Okay, buddy.
I wish my mom would have just told me, just do it then.
Hey, guy. That's how you know they be scared of. They be like, hey, guy. Hey, buddy. That's like, that nigga ain't no puppy. Like, they be scared of their children, bro.
They do. And they
Mom,
cry.
You go back in the fucking kitchen and you cook now. Oh, my God. Hey, guy, just calm down.
That's one thing I could never understood how white people do that. We might have to get him on here to ask him.
Oh.
White kids cuss their parents out and be like, stay out of my fucking room.
I'm like, I ain't paying no. Let me tell you something.
Just let me live my fucking life, Mom.
And then they
mind your fucking business.
They have
and the bastard
a
be
sticker.
Like 5 years old saying, let me live my fucking life.
They have a sticker on their door like, Mom's not allowed.
Do not enter.
Keep out.
I know. No,
if you have
shit.
Titties, keep out.
Mexicans got the best parents, though.
Bro, you know what?
They be playing in the store, playing soccer in a full damn Walmart.
They don't say shit.
Don't say shit.
Have you ever noticed?
It's some, in the grocery
bro,
store.
Bro, it's some shit that Spanish people be saying. They be telling their kids in Spanish. Like, if some black people
when
be
they
around,
don't stop.
They be like, the negro. And the baby look back.
Yeah.
Then they stop acting up. I believe they be saying some shit like, be good or that nigga gonna eat you or something. I don't know what they be telling them.
That the negro me.
Tell you some parents who don't fuck around, though.
Who?
Them Asian parents.
Oh, yeah. You ain't never
all seen
them
no,
be smart as fuck.
Never seen no Asian
they
kids.
They pull out their guns
up.
On their children. Yep. Sit down, no.
That be some smart stink, bro, motherfuckers.
Yes. They be teeth be rotten. I got all that paper to be smart and never be brushed.
One day, I got an L.
The views and opinions of Nav Green and DC Young Fly are not the views reflected
by me. I could have got an A, but when he was trying to tell me the answer, I didn't want to hear that shit. Like, he talking to my fella.
Bro, y'all about to start. Y'all going to start another war.
Some of them Asian girl guys told me, oh, bitch, a pussy.
Where do you find Asian girls to even know if that's true or not?
Shit, they went to Emin.
Emin.
If you from Atlanta, everybody know about Emin. That was all the Asian motherfuckers.
Tell us about Emin.
It was Emin Middle School, Emin High. Do they have an Emin High? No, I think it's Emin Middle.
Hey, Flat, what was your best subject in school, man?
Math, nigga, I'm good with them numbers.
I ask you shit that people be asking me to ask. On
I'm good.
Like,
at
I be
numbers.
Trying to keep up with the fan shit, but sometimes it just be random. Like, hey, Fly, what kind of yogurt you like, my nigga?
I love math, but I hated science.
Yeah, I fuck with science. Nigga.
I hate that shit. Damn. Do you know about the plants? They help you breathe. I said, bitch, oxygen help me breathe. I don't give a fuck about no plants.
I don't believe that shit either.
Carbon dioxide. I said, bitch, I use peroxide on my.
There
on
you
my
go.
Skulls.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Fuck are you talking
this
about?
This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for niggas who don't know the difference between carbon monoxide and peroxide.
Yeah.
It's for all my niggas who can't spell photosynthesis.
Spell it.
Nigga, photo.
Synthesis.
We in this bitch.
Photosynthesis.
Now you got a little girl, right?
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, I got a daughter.
How old your daughter, man?
She 5.
Man, my son's 7 like a motherfucker. Yeah.
Bro.
I got 12 more
damn,
years.
Damn, I can't even talk about people true. I'm about to have some. Bruh. But when mine come born, just know I'll have a whole lot of questions.
This
like,
nigga just said, when mine come born.
I said, when mine come, I'm going to have a whole lot of questions. Like, I be thinking, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like what? Ass, nigga, we parents.
You got a little boy?
Yeah. Nam got a little girl?
I know. I'd rather have
a boy quick.
So I can't even really say shit on air because it might offend people.
Bruh, you now after 20 episodes, you worried about offending people?
It's a certain particular group you can't offend, and you know that.
Oh, okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah. See, everybody
that's
knows.
Fucked that up is. How you can say every fucking thing.
You can say
up.
Everything, but you can't say, as soon as you say that, this shit go, beep.
Yeah, hey,
that's what the fuck going on with
headphones. We just talked about black parents, Asian, hey,
everything.
But you talk about them
you
parents.
You gotta leave them folks alone, but this shit is shutting down.
Y'all will really be on cameras and doing
damn
your
damn real. Be in somebody's kitchen.
We'll be in the car. Like, come on, man, hold the
shit.
Antenna.
Y'all will be doing that shit on three-way.
For real,
what's
bro?
Your parenting question, man?
Man, it's just crazy. Like, okay, like, with girls, you know what I'm saying? Like my little niece now, her titties starting to grow.
Oh, man.
But this bitch don't want to use no deodorant, though. I'm like, man, you baffled. She like 11 years old, walk around here, don't want to use no deodorant. I like, bitch, you stink. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you is mustard.
Little mustard.
Like, it's starting to release. You know what I'm saying? Your perspirant
is she's coming. Perspiring.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell your little niece, man.
I am. The bitch, you dub.
Wow.
She wearing around with sports bra and shit doing the nay-nay, bitch. You need to go ahead with that little hand you got. Why is it the other one?
With the free hand.
With the free hand. You tripping,
man. You got to play a game with it. Make it seem like it's fun.
Hey, DC,
like,
we about to give you some. We're going to give you some baby daddy shortcuts to try to make this shit easy for you.
Please, because I ain't going to be with that shit.
Now, if you got any tips you want to drop on the young nigga, man? You about to step into this baby daddy hood.
Oh, man, just stay on good terms with your baby mama.
I was just about to
man.
Say
I be
that.
Trying, I be trying bruh, to keep her. Every should. Time we argue, I be like, Shawty, I just want you happy, bro. Yeah.
Nah, that shit don't work.
That shit gonna work, baby. That shit don't work. That shit gonna, you got about two more weeks on that.
At the 30 minutes of argument, I was like, look, I just want you happy, bro.
Cause they think you they child, too.
Right. Yes, yeah.
Then I whip out that penis to make them sick.
Hey. Yeah.
God bless you.
Bruh, in the baby mama war, the dick is the last thing you want to use. The dick is the flare gun. Don't use the dick unless it's an absolute emergency.
I think that's what got us in the position exactly. In the first place. That dick.
Bruh, make sure you have a lot of money. Hey, money can make your baby mama shut the fuck up.
No, I know what can make her shut the fuck up. They gonna some stick. Tape and rope.
Then they gonna say you don't spend enough time.
Right.
That'll make that hoe be quiet.
She don't even follow me on Snapchat.
She'll be momming.
You all at the club, but you can't be with your bitch. It's 2:30 in the morning, bitch. You damn right I'm at the club.
Wow, really? Really?
Shit like that.
Hey, man. But my bitch find every Snapchat. I be like, bro, if you take that same time and to put it in somewhere else, like, bitch, I don't even know how you even find a Snapchat from a recent followers of bitches I don't even know that I follow.
Wow.
That's why you got to tape them up.
This bitch couldn't even make it. I'd rather hear him say, she could crack code.
Then cuss me out.
I don't condone that, DC.
He'd be like, I'm like, bitch, I know you saying something, but get what? Nope. That shit sound
you
good,
know what's
muffled.
Fucked up? He going to actually do this shit, and they going to play this tape. And they gonna,
I don't give a fuck.
Don't fucking involve me
listen
in your
here, fellas.
Shit, bro.
The argument sounds real better when it's muffled. Like, yes, bitch. I know you cussing me out. Just sounds so beautiful.
What the fuck is
muffled.
Wrong with you, man?
You gonna have a long 18 years.
Hell
but
yeah,
I say, hey, I text that the other day. I said, bitch, it ain't too late.
Okay. Oh, you got
eyes up, black.
Yeah, you got about three more bitches, too. Right. Hey, tell them how that shit happened.
Hey, man.
It's a playful bitch that turned into a real fight.
I was there playing.
Yeah, okay. It's funny as fuck now.
We ain't too late. I just blame.
Don't get them all out now.
No, I'm trying to have fun while I can.
Soon as you sign that birth certificate, you signing your life away.
Nigga.
Hey, but she don't even know, but I got a little trick, too.
She got a trick for you.
Hey.
No, I got a
trick,
too.
It's like they got a school that they go to.
I feel so bad for my name. I want to start a GoFundMe just to get you a head start on this
child support. Man, I told my cousin, because my cousin tried to put me up on game. He was like, man, I'm telling you, every baby mama like that. I was like, oh, not mine.
Every one of them.
Hey, I went back to him. I said, I'm sorry, cuz, for ever doubting.
Hey, bro, shout out to all the baby mamas who ain't like that. And by
real
like that,
shit.
You it's all two of y'all.
I promise you on everything. Don't ever put your man on child support, because the next time you wake up, it's going to be,
I'm laughing, but the shit ain't funny.
That's I'm telling you, I'm going to take a
don't
picture.
Don't do that shit.
Don't do that shit,
I'm
going to
take
man.
A picture on her phone. No paper trail.
Oh, man.
I don't play that shit.
And then he giving the evidence away.
Yeah, just keep talking. Go ahead. You got
I'm a comedian. They don't take me serious.
All right.
Pew, pew. Everybody put the gun down. Pew, pew.
Los, they're going to be a show how DC got away with it.
Woo. I almost got away with it. They going to go,
bruh,
40 years
he gonna,
ago
he
on the podcast.
He's going to love this episode because he's going to look back at the last time he was happy.
Yeah.
Bruh, at
a
crazy
part. Oh, she going to go off on when you don't get a shit for Mother's Day.
Oh, wait till she hear this. Wait till she hear this shit. The babe ain't even here.
So you going to tie bitch up? Really?
Fucking right.
What is
I can't. What I can't. Is,
hey,
I can't wait.
When she show up at child support court with this tape, like, how the bitch get the tape? The episode ain't even out yet.
I'm going to have to call Cat Daddy. Look, I'm not even going to lie. For Mother's Day, I'm going to get her a teddy bear, right?
Right.
That's nice.
She don't want that.
It's going to be taped up to a chair. And on the tape, it's going to have on that. A whole bunch of M's on that bitch.
Yeah, go and get them out. Go and get them out, boy.
I can just see his child support payments going up.
Hey, every time he makes a joke, that bitch go up another $100.
Yeah. I don't have my baby here. I'm doing the Chris Brown effect.
Okay.
All right.
Chris Brown had his baby in Virginia.
It hurt worse when you got your child and still paying child support.
He don't believe this shit.
No, let me tell you something. I'm not with that.
He got full custody paying child support.
That's something I'm not with. I'm not with money. That child support shit. Like, okay. Child support is for you. Okay. I'm going to take care of my child.
No
child
man
support
ever been
is
with the
for,
child support
guess
shit.
What? To the motherfucking okay. I'm not hearing that shit. Wow, you're going to see your new DC Young Flyer and aspiring comedian. I'm going to be like, yeah, the hell out that hoe. But some way she got loose.
Delete the tape.
Ain't no delete.
We got to delete the whole tape.
We ain't got to delete it. This good footage because I'm playing.
The 85 South Show.
85 Nick, South Show where you can say what the fuck you want.
Exactly.
And be playing at the same time.
Don't do none of that shit, DC Young Flyer.
Nah, don't do just go to church.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Now, if your
get
baby
what
mom was,
gonna say.
Hold up, let's just see. Now, your baby mom was cool at first?
Cool as fuck.
So you what happened? Fucking?
She went through my Facebook. That's when Facebook was jumping.
Because every nigga done got jammed up fucking around
she,
Facebook.
She just looking.
How it happened,
bro?
How it happened?
That way you got to fuck off before the baby come. Like, look, bitch, I'm bitching.
Bruh, she'll find some shit from 09 and be mad. Yeah.
Oh, it done happened already.
Shit from 09.
Bitch, I didn't even know you.
Bitch, find a MySpace message. Really? Who the fuck is Angela? That bitch ain't even here no more.
That bitch dead.
Oh, look. She was, how she go through the
man,
Facebook,
just, bruh? I just had, you know, all kind of crazy mess. I want to be with you type shit.
Oh, shit.
How about you want to be a daddy? Like, it's little shit like
wow.
that.
Wow. She started replying back.
My daughter was 2 days old, and the bitch said, how about you want to be a daddy? I didn't know how to be one yet. I'm only 2 days old.
You got DNA test?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking right. Did she know about it?
Who?
The baby mom.
Yeah, she was cool with it.
You did it in her face?
Like, they didn't sneak it.
Yeah, you can't sneak it.
See me, when they had go to sleep.
How you going
to
steal some blood from the baby, man?
No, man, they got the Q-tip. You take that, when she go to sleep, stick that Q-tip in that baby mouth.
You watch too much TV.
Man, ain't no why. My daddy did it to me.
We talking about in real life.
Bruh, my dad, I was 6 years old. My daddy said, huh, put the Q-tip in your mouth. I said, what, I'm finna clean my ear? He said, no, it's some new candy. I put it in my mouth, he took it, put it in a plastic bag, and I ain't never see that Q-tip again.
It was too late in the game, man.
Too late,
bro. At six, yeah.
That DNA already, DNA done changed. Yeah.
Y'all done, he done, you done drunk off him. Yeah. So y'all,
Now you look like the nigga. It's too late.
He came back kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
He
like,
been feeding you, so now you look like
you
the
hang
nigga.
Around anybody long enough, you start looking
that like nigga that. Thought, he didn't think I was his until
now,
that.
How you bounce back from the Facebook shit, though? Man. She didn't see all the titties and all the little holes and shit,
man,
dude.
I just started doing more shit around right. the house. Mopping, sweeping and shit.
Doing a little extra shit.
I said, baby, you go ahead, I'll watch you.
Getting the dust off the ceiling fan and
hey,
shit.
Hey, you start babysitting the shit. Niggas be babysitting
they
there
own
like they
child.
Own
kid. They own child. But I told my homeboy one day, nah, man, I got to babysit my little girl.
Hey, man. Nigga, babysitting like hell. You, hey, this is a PSA. You but cannot you know, babysit your own kids,
but you know who on my side, though?
Who? God? Fred.
Yes, of course that. But her dad on my side.
Right.
Because she was raised by her dad.
Oh, okay.
Her mama ain't in her life like that.
Oh,
so
nigga. You
I got
good.
I got
good.
Dad like as my best friend.
I don't know though. She that
oh,
might
it don't mean
hey,
shit.
That might but, she gonna be tough with the approach. Hey man, come get the baby quit acting like a little bitch.
You crazy as hell.
Look,
who said
we just gotta agree with him,
right.
So
let's who gonna
see.
Say that?
She is.
Oh, I thought you said the daddy gonna say
oh,
that.
Oh, nigga.
Oh, no.
Oh, nigga.
He gonna stay out of it.
Let me tell you something. Now, everybody
wait,
in the world know me as
that.
DZ Young Fly.
Wait till she hit him with
they
that
don't know
classic,
John.
That baby mama shit where she had him the baby and started beating your ass.
Let
are
me
you
tell
protecting
you
the baby?
Everybody in the world know DC Young Fly.
Hey, man.
Y'all don't know John.
Congratulations.
Who used to be on Miley's and Zanger's. Did a tie bitch up and say,
Welcome to fatherhood.
I'm
Fly.
So glad I don't know that name.
I would tie the baby up. What the hell did you talk
oh,
about?
Oh, shit.
Lord.
I just playing.
I'm finna walk the fuck off. Time out. Hey, rewind the tape. We're gonna tape over
hey,
that.
Hey, what move that was when they came to the house?
I don't
and
know.
And the nigga had
bruh,
the baby in the
hand. Hey, now, what you say your baby mama did
hey,
with
man,
the Facebook?
He just was strolling, man. I'm glad she ain't hacked the Twitter.
Right. Oh, nigga.
You know that Twitter after dark? Oh, my God. When
man,
that
shit
going
crazy, don't it?
I was a freak.
At 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I was a freak.
Them hoes be sending all type of pussy pictures.
I went following no family members, just the Twitter after dark.
Oh, anybody who yeah. hashtagged that?
Oh, yeah. They getting followed.
Oh, man.
But I'm slowed down.
I'm through with it. I'm through with that life, man.
Hey, man. I'm done with that shit, too, man. I'm just keep my baby mama happy and tired.
Bruh, you just said a double negative. Ain't no such thing as a happy baby mom. That's what the fuck we trying to tell you. You can show up with $1 million in cash. She's still going to be like, and
bitch
nigga,
on me
what's this
cash.
Little million? What's yeah. that?
If
this
you
a,
show
this
the
ain't
million,
no fucking money.
So you
up.
Feel like the man now.
Oh, $1 million.
So you I'm supposed got, to worship
wow.
you.
Wow, so what my baby going to do with this little money?
You got to show her that you struggling. Got to keep pitching out the 5,000. Like, look, babe, look. That's all I got. Mm-mm. Oh my God, babe, we gonna grind together.
Man, they gonna talk about your regards.
You know what's funny as fuck though? Your baby mom can hate your guts and be nice to another nigga. Like, bitch, you don't even know him.
That's just like niggas.
Bro, you ever been fucking somebody else, baby mama? Like, she's so nice to me, but she ain't shit to this nigga. Huh?
Yep.
They'll be cussing him out.
Right, with your dick in the mouth. Texting.
So like, hold on.
Shit. Who ooh. Is this bitch you with? Like, bitch, keep sucking. My dick cold. What
one time, I almost told on myself to my baby mama, like, man, you should see what this bitch I'm fucking with going through with her baby daddy. You complaining about me, bitch? He ain't seen this child all month, man. I done seen her.
Hey, you
don't
be
week.
Fucking a nigga baby mama. You be giving her advice. Hey, just cool out, man. Let that nigga.
Man, what?
You don't want to feel
what
like you were hating on the nigga side.
Hey, right. You be like, man,
man,
you need to cut that.
You don't know how
that.
Tough that
hey,
shit is.
Niggas
gonna be niggas,
go,
man.
Yeah. Get
niggas
off that
gonna
bullshit.
Be niggas, man. Huh? Just chill, y'all. The niggas gonna be niggas. I'm gonna tell you what I do. You know what I'm saying? I just fuck you good.
Bro, there's some terrible baby mamas out there, though. You ain't never been fucking a bitch. You like, damn, so you just gonna let your kids run around the living room.
No, I don't fuck the bitch and the baby was on the bed.
Oh, man.
And I done fucked and woke it up and fucked it back to sleep.
Man, get off the radio.
It woke up and I'm like, look, your baby asleep. She like, oh my God.
You said it
she,
woke up.
It,
yeah, yeah.
It woke
I ain't know her name. I'm like, it woke up. So she put her head on the back and I was fucking her and she was rocking the baby to sleep. I was like, this a ratchet shit, yo.
That pussy was good.
That bruh. Pussy was hitting because I ain't want to come out. You.
That's the thing. With women with a lot of kids, you be scared as hell to fuck them. Then you fucking be like, I see why this bitch got all them kids.
I don't trust no bitch who bed on the floor.
Bro, you shit.
Oh, that's the best pussy.
That's the best pussy.
That's the best pussy, but bitch, you ain't really shit. God. You ain't got no spring.
Bro.
But I don't hey, I hey, got
now,
standards now.
If you
she
go
gotta have a head, boy.
If you go over a bitch house and her couch ain't got no feet on it, like the couch just sitting straight on the floor, Now that pussy.
That pussy good.
When the couches don't match.
Yeah.
That pussy good.
One couch be leather, one couch be
nigga,
couch.
If you go over her house late at night and you have to step over like 3-4 people because they land on the floor on a pallet,
that
nigga.
Shit good.
Hey,
that's if, some nigga.
The one that's sleeping on the pallet got some good pussy,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
Real nigga shit. But the bitch who got a deep freezer but no refrigerator.
Nigga.
That a bed pussy.
Bruh,
nigga, the milk be froze.
The milk be froze, real talk.
Bro, if you go over her house and she got that fan that's pointed directly at the bed, nigga.
That pussy good. You got to go over a bitch's house who got fans in all windows.
Yeah, she
got
to have that box fan
like,
sitting
God
up in the chair.
Bitch, you know it's hot outside, right?
Yeah.
It's hotter in here.
Shout out to all the baby mamas who be fucking around locally.
Shout out to all the baby mamas who house hot and your baby crying because the house hot.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. Yeah,
you tell them go outside.
Yeah.
You got it. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the 85 South Show, man.
We can say the fuck
this,
we want to.
This podcast is for all the baby mamas who keep the little girl hair done, but your shit ain't never done.
Oh, you
doing
salute
your
you, bitch.
As a mama.
Salute
yeah,
you.
I like them.
With your
yeah.
Bertha looking ass. Salute like you, them. Bitch.
Yep. This for all the bad built bitches who still got a fat booty. Outside of being bad built, that ass still right.
You can still see that, like, that 2 week pregnant stomach. Yep. I
what
love
about
that little 2 week pregnant
you just
stomach.
Know them had some kids and they ain't had none. Like, man,
that's bad. Like, you know yeah. They were pregnant a couple times.
I told
the
bitch
ain't got
happy
no
Mother's Day last year, the bitch went off on me. Bitch, look how you built, man. I know you got at least
four. I ain't got no motherfucking kids.
Be like, girl, I know you were pregnant. I ain't pregnant. Oh, shit. Man. You got that little
that's
that little stomach.
That's right
now.
Now,
that's
shit.
Worse. You can't do that. For
I, man, listen, I done did that shit a couple times. Girl, you know you about to get. When it do? He just got out. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, man. These women be out here faking pregnancy. I know chicks who fake pregnancy 2 times a year. Just like an extra income tax.
Bitch tried to get me one time.
What
send
she
me
say?
Old fake ass doctor note and all
up,
that
girl.
Shit.
What she
I said, bitch, I put on 2 rubber.
Why?
Oh, man.
Bro, don't never fuck no pussy. You need 2 rubbers to get. Just go home, bro.
I used to do that shit back in the day.
Bro, why would you fuck somebody you don't want to hit, bro?
I was geeked up. I was just fucking. And I was just trying extra cautious. I was just two, like, ah.
2 rubbers?
I mean,
you
one
ain't
time,
feeling nothing.
I mean, one time, a bitch looked at me like I was crazy. What you putting on 2 rubbers for?
Can I ask
like,
you a question? Niggas say that shit all the time. I ain't never put 2 rubbers on. How the fuck do you put on 2 rubbers?
You put it on and put the other
that's
on.
Just
you
like,
be,
that's just like
you
making a sandwich and putting
on. I have to make myself put on 1. I know damn well I ain't putting on 2.
You got to be rock solid, though.
I don't know how the fuck you put 2 rubbers on.
Y'all went geeked up.
Nigga,
y'all
my
went
digger,
geeked up.
My dick will fall off like a pit bull tail. You put 2 rubbers on
my
that.
Dick, my nigga look at me, man. What the fuck we doing?
Hey, man, fuck this nigga.
What are you showing out for, nigga?
Hey, my dick used to be like, I'm cold, nigga. Tie me up. We going
we
in there,
bro. I don't even last long enough for 2 rubbers.
Nah, to be honest, though, that's why I used to put it on so I could last longer.
That nigga done fucked
like,
up $11 worth of rubber.
The motherfucker high fuck, too.
Hey,
see, I be trying
play
to say
game.
I gotta say this for a good.
This nigga got on $7 worth of rubbers.
Hey man,
ain't felt now pussy. Is the pussy good? I don't know. I ain't
and
felt. No.
Hey man, I was young
he,
and stupid and wanted
rubbers.
To fuck.
He had on 2 rubbers and I bet he ate the pussy.
I know he.
I know you ain't talking.
Oh, I eat pussy. You know that.
I was about to say.
Hey,
that nigga eat good
enough.
Pussy.
But you had on 2 rubbers.
No, I ain't never eat no pussy when I had on 2 rubbers. I got my dents up.
With 2 rubbers on?
And then put on 2 rubbers.
Oh,
hey, now he done caught the shit right on my.
I was young and geeked up, y'all. Y'all gotta excuse me.
Oh, I'm dead, nigga.
That's when that AIDS would be on the news like every week.
Oh, shit.
We found another one in Atlanta. I'm like, oh shit, nigga. I don't know who.
That's
why
I don't even watch TV, because I ain't wearing 2 rubbers.
I don't, hey, if you need 2 rubbers to fuck anything, don't.
Yeah.
Hey, player, don't listen to them, man.
Don't.
Wrap up, man. Shit, shit burning through one
time,
rubber.
One time, you ain't gotta do it
bruh.
Twice.
Shit burning through one rubber. If it come through 2, God, that it meant for you to get burnt.
Bruh.
You like, God, this shit's sizzling.
What kind of rubbers were they? Tell me that.
Hey, Magnum,
hold
nigga.
Up,
ain't
now.
No direct. What the fuck wrong with you?
He said this shit eating through 1 rubber. Nigga, you put on 2 rubbers and you pull out the top rubber just ate the fuck up.
You looking like, God,
hey, your
damn,
dick,
bitch.
Your dick look like it shed his skin. You like, what the fuck?
Oh,
my
shit
look like a snake.
Oh, the top rubber just rolled in the motherfucker.
I'm like, look.
You can't tell me you felt something with 2 rubbers.
Man, I was geeked, bro, in my mind on fucking this hole, bro. It's
in
not
your mind.
Physically. I'm just like, this shit mentally.
Bro, I would rather just ride home with my dick hanging out the window than put 2 rubbers on. I'm not putting no 2 rubbers on, man.
That's y'all problem. You from Mississippi and he from the east side. West side niggas, we don't give a fuck. It's somebody right now that's fucking with two rovers. I salute you, big dog. You is careful.
This is the 85 South Show. This is for people who fuck using one rubber.
Or no
rubber at all.
This is the 85 South Show. If a nigga using two rubbers because he don't know what the fuck the other bitch got, salute.
Hashtag two rubbers.
Like, why are you meeting these females when you had to think about
now,
using two
it
rubbers?
It wasn't even about them.
Have you ever seen
me.
A bitch that you wanted to fuck and be like, yeah, I fuck, but I need two rubbers?
Bro, it was the epidemic when the HIV was being on TV every other day, man.
So she looked like she had it.
It wasn't even that. I didn't know who had it.
Okay, but what
and
was
And I
wasn't
knocking on doors to see who had it.
What was the two rubbers
going to
do?
I was just going two-gun strap.
What was the two rubbers going
to
do?
I couldn't go with one gun. I had to go with two.
You might as well wore three, because three come in a box. So now you got one. You
got to
go buy another one.
Hey,
Nav. No, I use one for in the morning.
Nav, he put his nuts in that third one. Man.
Oh.
Nigga just had his nuts in there.
A lot of times, he probably rinsed them off, put them back in the pack.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna use this one again. This one didn't get touched.
No, I still got a rubber on. I still got one on. Stay up there. Stay up there.
That nigga said I put my nuts in the rubber.
Had just one rubber with nuts in it.
And the other, and it just dangling. Cause
just dangling.
They feel like
he probably didn't get naked, low. He probably had a poor Nike suit on.
He fucking threw the dick hole.
That nigga stupid as hell, bro.
With an asthma pump in the
oh,
thing.
Shit.
Hey, what's the shit they be cutting the grass with?
Oh, the little mask and shit.
He had all that.
That nigga said I put my nuts in the third row.
Then, finger fucked all his fingernails fell out. This nigga.
That's funny, bro.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's funny, bro. It looked like a little Wade cap with the knot tied up.
Yeah, nigga.
Like they on.
That nigga had his nuts tied up like he about to take the garbage out.
Like the little rock roller ponytail.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, I could just picture that shit. That shit funny as hell.
Y'all niggas retarded, man.
Oh,
I can't believe this shit.
That weight.
That nigga, like, he about to take the trash out. Nigga had a bag full of nuts.
She didn't say nothing when you put on two rubber. Like, how a bitch supposed to feel? You see somebody double strap.
Bro,
because
she asked me, like, what's with these two rubbers for?
Can we ask one of these ladies?
It ain't for me. It's for you.
Can we ask one of these ladies, what would you do if a nigga put two rubbers on?
They don't know. The light's off.
Yeah, she ain't gonna feel it.
Go right here. Tell them on
what
the
What you mean you're not gonna feel it? The dick is the dick. You gonna feel the dick.
Lose. That what I it feels like when you hitting two rubbers. Like, you can't hear shit. She
come
said.
Hit the mic. Hit the. Yeah, you just. It's like you trying to fuck from down the hall.
Yeah.
She won't know.
You feel it.
You won't know. You gonna feel that dick.
He just wouldn't get no pussy.
You that's wouldn't know.
So you actually be offended if you saw a nigga put two rubbers on.
Yes.
What so what you saying? Your pussy get dry because the fridge and other rubber. I understand.
I mean, two. One, okay, we save. Two, you.
She like one. Oh, she rather a nigga right. Go rock off. One eye.
Ain't nobody one said nothing
eye.
About the first rubber. Where the second one come from?
Two. Two's a little OD. Like, you doing
nigga,
a little
you
too go, much.
You doing the most.
You
that's
doing a
absolute
lot.
Like,
hey, fuck that bullshit. I saw AIDS on the news every week, man.
You might
even
as well
tell
just,
me I'm doing too much. The world is doing too much.
You
and
might
I'm
as
fucking.
Well just fuck with a Comcast remote. You using two rubbers, my nigga.
Fuck that bullshit.
You might as well watch somebody else fuck.
Right.
Yeah, hey, I had fun.
Well,
I ain't use the rubber. Just
say it. You was about to tell on yourself.
I said I use the rubber.
Like say it. This is the 85 South Show.
I be using them though.
No, you don't. You got a baby on the way.
I mean, I ain't using on hook.
No.
Y'all still together?
What you say about the two rubbers?
I got two rubbers. I'm about to put both of them on. I got two rubbers. I'm about to put.
Hey, she don't even know. Nigga fucked up with two rubbers. She just don't know it.
Oh, my God.
That's why that pussy dry. She like, babe.
Hey, now, some niggas fuck all night and don't use two rubbers.
Hey, man.
That cause y'all daddy.
Don't use one.
That
you
cause
get on
y'all
that
daddy.
You get on that Hennessy. You ain't going
to.
What's a rubber?
I don't need that Henny.
Much love to all the women who don't like rubbers either. Those
my
are...
tweet finna go crazy. Miss the two
Mother's
rubber
Day.
Game.
No. We want to hear about people not using rubber. It's Mother's Day coming.
All right, get your ass back on the mic.
Mother's
since
Day.
Since you ain't got no kid. That don't mean nigga ain't fucked you raw, girl. Get your ass over here.
We was just going to get the female perspective on raw
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, we need another female perspective on raw sex. Come on.
They ain't going to never
she like, okay,
we'll
she
keep
know,
you off camera.
She
we'll
know
keep
a lot.
You anonymous.
Yeah, please do.
Keep
so,
you anonymous.
What about raw sex that you like? Tell us.
Do women actually prefer unprotected sex?
Yeah, I think so.
We've been looking for you. I think you are a new
I know, co-host. I think it's a mutual feeling.
What's your name? I'm from the WCW.
I'm 10.
Anonymous.
Okay, you so say you, y'all prefer feeling. Raw sex?
I think it's a mutual feeling.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie, raw, you get that extra inch and a half, bitch.
I believe you.
This yes, nigga sir. Said the extra inch and a half.
You know,
if you take
two
the
rubbers.
Other rubber off, you can give it to anyone.
No, put that other rubber on. It do kind of suck up. Up on that. That motherfucker be up in that bitch. I be like, come on, man.
Nigga put on two rubbers, dick like a Subway sandwich.
Look, for real, though. So, because that skin, it's something about that skin on top of that skin.
I think so, too.
Woo!
That's real.
That's why, that's why I stopped using two rubbers, because I was like, hey, hold on. That pussy so long.
Like, but who gave you advice? Who gave you
who told
advice?
You that shit?
Yeah. But it was me, nigga. I was like, I've been fucking for a long time. And,
man, I hope you ain't tell your nephews and shit. Like,
no, I ain't never tell them, like, run two rubber. I tell them strap up, though, but shit.
Yeah, strap up.
It was
what?
For me where I was like, God damn.
I don't even think they made them for you to be able to wear two of them like that.
Hey, man, it was epidemic when AIDS was out, bro. I don't think y'all was
he
watching
said
the movie.
It like the shit don't went away.
You act like AIDS was some shit that was 3 weeks ago.
It ain't went away, but it was on the news, like, too much. Yeah. No, I watch the news for shootings.
Hold up, let me ask
shit.
You this. How did ladies decide that who gonna get the hit raw? How do y'all decide?
Y'all don't decide. Yeah. Your pussy smell decides.
I sneak.
You sneak?
It's the pussy
no,
smell.
No, it take
that
two
decides.
People. It's a mutual decision.
She don't know. Until it slide
you got to finger her, take
oh,
the rubber
no,
off, and stick the dick
you
back
can,
in.
You
know. Oh,
you
yeah,
know.
She know, but it'd be too late. I don't been
I
in that
I say
now.
That is true.
Yeah,
if it's already in, that it is.
She ain't gonna stop you then.
You a little freak ass girl.
No, I mean, he's right though. If it's in, then you don't know until afterwards.
You like being choked at.
I'm just saying, it's not. I think women do decide though. I think they do decide.
I know they do.
It's like you
kind
of see somebody
now,
you and you.
When you about to hit raw, she give you that you can trust me look like.
Hey, they judge you by your vehicle and your job.
Oh yeah, that cut dog give me raw
true.
Sex all the time.
Yeah, man, when I
there's a lot of
when I was in my mama car, I ain't
here.
Never hit a bitch raw.
Damn.
Talk to him. What you about to say?
There's a lot of broke people out here. There's a lot of kids riding around.
They're slanging that dick.
Each other
oh, that shit don't count.
Yeah.
But you prefer raw sex.
They be in love.
So even on your one night stands, you'll let a nigga hit raw.
This ain't about me. You ask them women in
girl,
general.
Girl, it's just a voice, girl. They don't know who the fuck you
women
is.
Women in general, I think, yeah, they
one night stand.
They decided. It depends on the vibe. You know within the first 15 seconds.
One night
wow.
stand. Even
wow.
a one night
that's
stand.
Quick.
Even yeah. with one night stands.
Even in all situations, you know in the first 15 seconds. Rather
well, we know all women are hoes. Thank you.
Damn, that's crazy. How you going to say
hoes?
That? How you going to say
I'm
that?
I'm a hoe.
Wow.
Everybody in the world is a hoe.
Wow.
And even, it's the Mother's Day special.
Even the person's...
Hey, Lo,
no, this is not the Mother's Day special.
When I say stuff, I just look at the camera and shake my head. Bruh, I don't want this.
That is DC's own
opinion. You
got
to think about it. It's a bitch right now who can't wait to reveal how freaky she is to that one special person. And when she does, get what he going to think in his head? Woo, this bitch is a hoe. It's not a bad thing being a hoe. Hoe could be a good thing. You being a hoe for that one particular person.
He said it could be a good thing.
Ain't nothing wrong, bro.
That's how you trick people into doing shit,
bro.
So, man, Fly said it could be a good thing.
It is. Did you not hear
all
DC?
All these hoes gonna be fucking now.
All right, bro. So you telling me when you be fucking your hoes, you just don't be like, nigga, you turn into a hoe.
I do.
All right, when you fucking your bitch, you turn into a hoe.
I'm already a hoe.
Thank you. When you fucking your nigga, Miss Lady over there,
to be a hoe.
Not a hoe like, oh, that's just a hoe. We niggas
turn into
like
a freak.
Freak, yeah you can
a
say
a freak
that.
Might be better.
AKA hoe.
Yeah.
Freak just a word in dictionary.
Wow. I didn't know.
Freak is just a word in dictionary.
You ain't about to make me no hoe.
Hoe is just a street terminology of freak.
Right.
Be like, bro, she fucking. Man, what? That bitch a hoe.
Now, I don't even mess really? With females who out freak me. Like, bitch, you ain't finna be freaky.
I don't like no bitch to out freak me either. That shit kind of scared me. I had a bitch lick me
all
over my face.
It ain't but one thing that you could do that's going to make me question everything. Like, don't lick my balls unless I ask you to.
Don't touch my
balls.
Don't,
no, don't just jump. Like, so now I got questions. Like, oh, so you lick balls.
Yeah, you just do this
you
shit.
You do this shit because you want to. I didn't ask for none of this shit. Can we get our ball?
Every woman is her own woman with the balls thing. That's a different ball.
Do you?
That is a different ball game.
Do you put balls in your mouth?
That's just a different ball game.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
That
it's,
means
play
it's a case by case scenario,
ball.
I'm sure.
Hey,
soon as she see them balls, she play ball.
Hey, man, some of these ladies too aggressive on the balls. You ever had your balls licked too hard? Feel like somebody punched you in the stomach?
Real nigga shit. Like, I remember one time my girl, she was so drunk, she lifted my balls up. I said, hey, wait a minute. You don't go behind the balls, bitch.
Hey.
You stay in balls in front. You don't go into the trunk.
That's
she
a
lifted
night.
You
that's
only check
like,
the motor.
That's the night you got a break.
We checking the
that's
motor.
Do it.
We checking the motor. We ain't checking the trunk.
Wow.
I need you to check the motor.
Yeah.
Don't check the trunk.
Put my nuts down.
I don't even check the trunk.
Put
my nuts down, girl. Bring them nuts back here again, please. Don't check the trunk.
Oh,
ain't nothing
shit.
In the trunk for you.
Was the lights on?
Oh,
the bitch, the lights was on.
Oh, so she really was expecting.
She was like, "Ooh, baby, have you ever had?" I said, "Be me." Put the trunk down. Check the motor. I need you to check the oil and the transmission fluid. That's it.
Hey,
this bitch trying to check the trunk.
Hey, bro. These women be freaking. You ever had some head that be so wet you had to get the towel and wipe your ass? I'm like, hold up, bitch. You better not tell nobody. You got a nigga ass wet.
When you in the car and the shit done rolled down.
Oh, have you ever nutted and shit rolled down your thigh? You be like, God damn, this shit done went too far.
This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for people who simply just don't even give a fuck no more.
The nut done rolled down your thigh, you like, damn, I hope I don't get pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Nigga about to get himself pregnant.
Get himself pregnant.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Man.
Bro, I had
this was a great
never
show.
Never had a freak at the crib the other week, bro. A little long titty bitch. She was sucking my dick and her titty at the same time. I was like, nigga. She done wrapped her titty around my dick. Now my dick look like a pancake stick.
Like a pig in a blanket.
Yeah.
Like, a
I looked
stick.
At the shit like, ooh, they sell them at Quick Trip.
I know I done seen that at IHOP before.
Hey, she was young or old, though.
She was a young old bitch.
And when the bit doing that.
Oh, yeah, you got long titties. You titties long.
When the bit doing
but
that.
But now I appreciate long titties. I didn't know that's what they was for. Just take them and shit. You wrap them around shit.
Then they got different sounds when them hoes be sucking dick. You ever got that, that little, that shit be the best.
The retarded girl.
It's like, that
all I want to hear is
doing everything.
All I want to hear.
She don't even breathe. I don't want. I be
all
scared.
I want to hit.
Oh no!
I done had a bitch cough up a collard green. I'm like, look, bitch, I ain't want
to
see that.
Hey, that's the part where you go right to a commercial right after that.
I looked at my pubic hair. I said, "Bitch, is that a?
He got
that's
a,
some weed.
That's
up,
a healthy
some collard green.
She eating good food.
Oh
collard
God.
Green.
Hey, it's just somebody that yawning head.
Oh my God! Shout out to all the women who pussy tastes like margarita salt.
That's straight off of work pussy right there.
Ain't nothing wrong with that pussy tang. That booty tang is different.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
all right, man. What you want to say in conclusion?
Listen here, man. Fuck raw, live life, man. Pray.
Hey, man, that is not the message that we conveyed through this show.
All right, man.
This show is a testament
Jack off and
about
use the
life.
Excess lotion and rub your hands.
That's not the one either. One more.
All right, man. When you get through jacking off, man, look, clean your fingernails, man.
Dig a little bit deeper.
You get through jacking off, look yourself in the mirror.
Nothing about jacking off.
All right. After you have sexual intercourse, look yourself in the mirror and say, look.
I am somebody. All right, that'll work.
And clean your fingernails.
Shit. Now, anything you want to tell him, man? You done told every goddamn thing. Nigga, you ain't been the same since you told that story.
Hey, man. Y'all just stay prayed up like he said.
Man. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. It's your man Carlos Miller. This has been another great episode of the 85 South Show. If you would like to advertise your products or send us something free or
two rubbers.
Get fucked with two rubbers, two man, rubbers. Make sure you hit our email at 85show,
bruh, that 85southshow.com. Should be a condom name.
What?
Instead of Magnum Trojan, just have two rubbers.
Two
like you
rubbers.
Feel like you got two rubbers
right.
on.
Bro, have you ever went to the store and they all they had was Durex? You like, bro, come on, man. What's wrong with this town?
Bro, you can't bust a Durex. You can shoot a Durex with a 22, that bitch.
I was just about to say, but you could breathe wrong and that Durex
nigga,
gonna pop.
Them damn Durex. I seen a nigga make some animals out of a Durex, like a party balloon.
I was that nigga stupid.
Exactly. We've been out here in these streets for a minute. I would like to
for
give an anonymous
time.
Shout out to the young lady who gave us that magnificent input.
Yes, because she like being fucked raw.
Exactly.
Ain't no wrong with that.
She like a thumb in her butt.
Give a shout out to everybody who been listening since the first episode.
Hey, man,
I don't know if
you
be seeing the shit, but
no,
we got all type of people who work at the warehouse, truck drivers, single moms, lesbians, them girls who don't wear no real bra, just them sports bras. We got them chicks who keep their
hair braided
all
sports.
The time. Hell
I hate
yeah.
that shit.
Shout out to all my niggas out there who ain't got no hoes, but you optimistic.
Hey, man. Shout out to all my niggas who fucking like three times a year, man. You being real safe.
With two rubbers on.
With two rubbers on, man. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then the last time around Christmas, you just going to fuck raw. Appreciate you, bro.
Yep. We'll catch y'all on the next episode.
Y'all
it's your man, Carlos Miller.
And your
85 boy. South Show.
You want to do that again?
85 South Show.
The whole thing?
It's your man Carlos Miller. 85 South Show.
It's your boy DC on Fly. Presented by Comedy Hype.
Motherfucking right.
We out. Hey, bitch. Let me get some of that raw sex. Yo, 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 what's your boy DC Young Fly, man? If you want to advertise with us, go to 85SouthShowProductions@gmail.com. Fuck you, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.